USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan following a marathon overnight session in a key vote that puts new stimulus checks and expanded unemployment checks one step closer to the pockets of Americans. Following 27 hours of debate, Democrats pushed through the legislation in a party-line vote of 50 to 49. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan had to return home to Alaska for a funeral, leaving the Republicans short one vote. The legislation now heads back to the House for final approval before hitting Biden's desk for his signature. That would be his first major legislative victory. Democrats, who have the slimmest of majorities in the Senate, were united in passing the legislation. They say that it will help rescue the economy and end the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed more than 500,000 lives. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Labor Department has announced great unemployment numbers for February. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Hiring in America boomed in February as restaurants and other hospitality businesses reopened, adding 379,000 people to U.S. payrolls and fueling renewed growth. The Labor Department said Friday U.S. employers added jobs for the second straight month in February, in what marks a sharp pickup from earlier this winter. The jobless rate is well down from the 14.8% peak in April of 2020 and is now at 6.2%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Good news for those who are tired of being frozen in the cold. Forecasters say warm weather is coming for the central and eastern United States. This weekend in the Midwest, temperatures will be up to 30 degrees above normal. Across the northern plains, high temperature records will be challenged. The heat wave will continue through Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Disneyland could soon be opening its doors after California unveiled new guidelines on Friday for reopening of the state's theme parks. The California Department of Public Health announced it's restructuring its four-tier system, dictating when outdoor amusement parks and sports stadiums can reopen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the previous system, such establishments could only reopen when the county where they're located reaches the yellow or least restrictive tier. The revamped system now allows amusement parks to open with 15% capacity under the red or second strictest tier. Capacity then grows to 25% under the third orange tier. California's Disneyland and Universal Studios parks shuttered their doors in March, and while Florida's Disney and Universal parks have since reopened, the western state has maintained much tighter restrictions. Some churches in Florida are having a tough time. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized three times. The pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.